When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Kia ora rā, e mihi ana kia koutou, e whai mai nei I tēnei punua pāho, ko Everyday Māori, ko Āpera Woodfine tēnei.
Ko Hemi Kelly tēnei.
Kia ora e hoa.
Tēnā ko e hoa.
Kōrero mai e hoa, he aha te kaupapa o tēnei rā?
Ko te kaupapa I tēnei rā, he kaupapa ko tonoa, it's a kaupapa that's been requested, and it's looking at the difference between taia and āhei. And I'm going to add on, we're going to add on a bit in reference to how we can translate or different ways we might say can in Māori.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tricky one, isn't it?
It can be. Why is it tricky?
Well, let's get into it, eh?
Let's get into it. I think if we look at why it's tricky, it's just the English word can that sometimes might influence the way we want to speak Māori and the words we choose in te reo Māori.
Right, yeah. I guess it's one of those ones that you can't just translate the sentences as well. We need to have some whakaaro Māori instead of just kind of swapping words around.
Koia, kā tika. Nō reira me tīmata. Tuatahi ko te kupu taia. Let's start with taia. And I want to know all you know about taia. What sort of word is it? How is it used? What does it mean?
Everything I know. Divulge all my secrets. Taia. What type of kupu is it? Is it a tūmahi?
It's a tūmahi hangu.
Hangu. Taia. Oh, of course. It's just tai, but taia.
Well, it's like he kupu motuhake.
Okay.
Special word.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have a tūmahi form. Tai is not the tūmahi form of taia. Tai is something different, which means to arrive. Taia is its own kupu.
Right, okay.
But it is a tūmahi hangu.
That's really good to know because I've actually been kind of translating it in my head as like, ka taia e o, something arrives to me.
Oh, okay.
I kind of made some poetic sense in my mind, but it's not actually connected to the word tai.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Not that I know of. But talk about the structure there that you just used.
Okay. Well, that's the only structure that I kind of feel confident to use with taia is like ka taia e o te tunu kai.
Ka taia e āpira te tunu kai.
I can cook food.
Ka pai. Yeah, pai tēnā tauira.
So we've got ka taia. Ka being like kind of present tense, really.
Mm-hmm.
What rather than future? E, particle, and then the subjects, e o, or e hemi, or whoever that might be. And then te, tūmahi, verb.
Pai, so we're following a tūmahi structure, tūmahi hangu structure, a passive verb structure there. Important to note, there's no ioki. So not saying ka tae au ki te tunu kai, I te tunu kai, ka tae e au te tunu kai, as you said. Ka tae e au te hikoi.
Mm.
Ka tae te pepe te hikoi.
Mm.
Baby can walk now. So achieve, something can be achieved or accomplished. You know, ka tae e tātou, we can do it, is a phrase. Ka tae e koe, you know, you can do it, it's possible. It's completely possible. It's impossible.
Kaore e taia koe?
Kaore e taia. Kaore e taia koe. You can't do it. It's impossible. Alright. Ka taia, kaore e taia. E taia ana, kaore e taia ana. Yeah, so we can use all of our tenses there. If it's in the past, kaore I taia. It wasn't possible.
Kua taia?
Kua taia, alright. If something has been achieved or accomplished, we just need to be mindful of what that kaupapa is. So if we just speak briefly about the difference between taia and ahei, so let's look at a phrase that kind of gives us an insight into one of the key differences between taia and ahei. Ka taia e koe te haere ki te konohete. Nā te mea he waiwaiou.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can go to the concert physically because you have legs. You can walk there, you can go to the concert. Engari kaore koe e āhei ki te kuhu atu. Nā te mea kaore o tikiti. But you aren't able to get in.
Okay.
Because you don't have a ticket.
Could you repeat that sentence though, please?
Ka taia e koe te haere, te hikoe ki te konohete, engari kaore koe āhei ki te kuhu atu, nā te mea kaore o tikiti.
Mm. Kaore koe e āhei ki te heaha?
Ki te kuhu.
Kuhu. At the enter.
Aye.
Hmm.
So one thing, one key difference that I've been taught and that people often mention when they're looking at differences between taia and ahei is that taia is something that we're physically capable of doing, and then ahei is more about being allowed or being given the permission to go about doing something. So let's go back to taia and let's look at some more examples that touch on that whakaaro.
Kapai. Anei he tauira. Kaore I taia e ia, te haere ki pōneke, I te kino o te huarere.
By marama, they weren't able to go to travel to Wellington because of the weather, because of the bad weather.
I te kino o te huarere.
Which has been the case recently.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of flights cancelled because of the weather. Kaore I taia e ia te haere ki pōneke. He wasn't able to travel. And so when we translate it, we are using these words. He can't travel. He wasn't able to travel. But there, if we can remember that this example that you've given is perfect because it shows that he physically wasn't able to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we could use ahei, for example, because again, he didn't have a ticket, for example, like.
Aye. Or because he wasn't allowed, because mum didn't let him.
Yeah. Didn't have permission.
Anei, tētahi. Kei au tētahi puka puka māu. Engari, kaore e taia e au te hoatu I nāianei. Nā te mea, kei te kāinga. Te puka puka.
Kei te marama. So you've got a book for me,
mm-hmm.
but you can't give it to me now because it's at home.
Aye. I can't do it.
Yeah, physically impossible, yeah. Kaore e taia.
This reminds me of a whakatauaki. So a proverb where we know the person who uttered the phrase, the whakatauaki. By Princess Te Puia, He Rangi, she said, and I'll get Apera to translate, Mehe mea ka moi moi a hau ko a hau anake. Mehe mea ka moi moi a tātou ka taia e tātou.
Hmm. If it's just my dream, it's only one person's dream, but if it's our dream, we can make it happen. We can achieve it. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Koia, koia. Ka taia e tātou.
Mm.
Yeah, we can make it happen. Ka taia e tātou, te moimoia, te whakatutuki, te whakaea.
Ātahua.
There's another proverb that comes to mind. He rākau mori mori, e kore e taia te piki. He rākau mori mori, e kore e taia te piki.
Some sticks you can't pick up.
Pick up sticks. It's so rākau mori mori is like rākau māmore. And arākau māmore or arākau morimori is a bare tree. So a tree without branches.
Mm.
Kaore, kaore he peka, e kore tae te piki.
Oh, you can't climb it. I see.
How te tikanga o te kōrero? It's like there are some problems that you have to be a little bit more strategic about going about solving or finding a way to get to your destination or the desired place that you want to be. And so the top of the tree maybe, there's another way we're going to get there because it's kind of impossible to climb a tree without branches.
Oh,
but we'll find a way. He rākau morimori e kore e tae a te piki. Cannot be climbed.
Tino pai tēnā.
Okay, this is just worth noting. So we're taught and we learn that when we use me, the rule is kau e whakahangu. Like the verb shouldn't be treated as a hangu. But we can use me taia. That's one of probably the only examples I can think of where you use me and a kupu hangu.
Me taia.
Me taia. And I'll give you a sentence to so you can see what it means. Me taia e koe te taraiwa e riro ai a koe tēnei tūranga mahi. Me taia e koe te taraiwa waka e riro ai a koe tēnei tūranga mahi. So it's a requirement.
Right. Okay. So you must be able to drive. Okay, yeah. If to do this work, to do this job.
To get this job.
To get this job.
Ai, me taia e koe te waiata. E riro ai a koe te tūranga mahi nei, e whakahaere nei koe te karaoke. You must be able to sing if you're going to get this job where you're going to be facilitating the karaoke. So that's one example where we could, you know, use me and a kupu hangu.
Okay.
Ko tahi anō te tauira, let's try this. They can see their house from the top of the hill.
Ka tae rātou te kite i...
Te kite...
I? Ki?
Kaorehe i, kaorehe ki.
Ah!
Ka tae rātou te kite, go into the subject.
Ki te whare?
Ka tae rātou te kite, te whare. So we're not going to use i or ki.
Kei te tino confused aho.
So we've got, they can see, ka tae rātou te kite, ka tae rātou te kite. And then we don't need a joining particle, we just go into the taunga, the object.
Could you give me the English sentence again, please?
They can see their house.
Ka taia e rātou te kite. I don't know.
Tō rātou whare.
Tō rātou whare.
Ai.
Te kite tō rātou whare.
I know you want to put an e or a key in to join it on.
I do.
But we don't need it.
Okay. In this specific sentence with taia.
With taia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ka taia e rātou te kite tō rātou whare.
From the mountain.
I te, mai i te maunga.
I te, from the top of the mountain.
Mai i runga i te maunga, i te teitei o te maunga.
I te tihi.
I te tihi.
I te tihi o te maunga.
Okay. Whew. So.
Ka taia e rātou te kite tō rātou whare. I te tihi o te maunga.
Okay. I'm just so wanting to put an e or a key in there.
Mm-hmm. E maramana.
Is it because it's a passive sentence? But it's not, is it?
It is a passive sentence.
It is?
Yeah, okay. It is a passive sentence. So we're not putting an e or key there at all. Ka taia e au ngā pepa te hoātu apopo. So I can give the papers tomorrow. Ka tae au ngā pepa te hoātu āpōpō. Ka orehe i, ka orehe ki. Sometimes we want to put a i or ki joiner in because we're going back to the active sentence that we're familiar with.
Okay,
ka tae au ki te hoātu ngā pepa. Ka tae au te hoātu.
I think I need to brush up on my rere hangu.
Well, I think it's just also like thigh is not a kupu that we use a lot. I don't think in listening to, you know, people kōrero, it's not a reoccurring kupu. So it's just remembering he re re hangu. It's a passive sentence structure. We don't need to add in that ioki.
Okay. I'll definitely remember that.
Let's finish this episode here.
Ka pai e ho, me titiro tātou I te kupu āhei, you know, ne? Itahi tauira, itahi horopaki.
Okay. Let's just look at āhei as a kupu mahi.
Okay.
As a verb, because it can be used in other ways. So if you're going to use it as a kupu mahi, you might say, I can go with you.
E āhei ana au te haere I tōtaha?
E āhei ana au ki te haere I tōtaha.
Ki te, okay.
All right, we've gone back to an active, normal, tūmahi.
Okay, so structure-wise, that's going to be different from taia.
Ai, we're going to use I o ki to join on.
Okay.
The object. Ka taia e au... Kua rangirua katoa. E āhei ana au ki te haere I tōtaha. So there's something there that's allowing me to, giving me the permission. Pai?
Mm, ka pai. Oh, I've got an example. Can you whaka Māori this one? I'm allowed to vote.
Pai, pai tēnā, e āhei ana hau ki te pōtsi. Ka āhei a hau ki te pōtsi I tēnei tau. I can vote this year. Ka āhei a hau ki te pōtsi I tēnei tau. I think it's just going back to that English word can, right? It's like, really what we're saying is I'm allowed to vote this year. But in English, I'm not an expert, but I think we've just kind of gone to this word can for everything, when sometimes it might have been may, it might have been allowed, I've been permitted to, and like our generation just can for everything.
Can.
I'm not allowed to say, you know, I'm not allowed to tell you. Ka reo e āhei ki te ki atu. Ka reo e āhei ki te ki atu. My lips are sealed. Not allowed to tell. You can go to the pub now because you're 18.
Ka āhei koe ki te haere ki te...
Pāpara kauta.
Te pāpara kauta. Nā te mea kua te kaumāwaru o tau.
Tino pai. Me haere tāua. Hoake. Ka āhei koe ki te haere ki te pāpara kauta I nāia nei. Okay. Ka nui tērā. Ka nui pia tērā. So we've got taia and āhei. Talked about the differences there. And we've looked at a few examples. I just want to very quickly, to finish up this lesson, I want to look at some sentences in English where we use can, and I want us to translate them into te reo Māori just to show that we translate can in many different ways.
Ka pai.
Kua rite koe?
Ka engari. So to finish up this episode, we put together a few sentences I te reo Pākehā, that Hemi's going to whaka Māori for us. But if you're listening at home, wherever you're listening, try and translate them as well. See what you come up with. And the point of these sentences is to show that there's other ways we can translate sentences in English that use can without using āhei or taia.
Can.
So there's many ways to say can other than āhei and taia. Mm-hmm. So see if you can think of any. All right, te tuatahi. Can you pick me up?
Mauahau e tiki.
Mauahau e tiki.
Mauahau e tiki.
Kapa, it's in the intonation, isn't it, right?
Aye. Could be a statement. You pick me up, or can you pick me up? Mauahau e tiki.
Mm-hmm. Kapa. Te tuarua. Can I go with you?
I'm not looking, I'm just listening.
Yeah, no cheating.
Can I go with you? You could say... Ka haere au I tōtaha. That kind of gets the point across. Ka haere au I tōtaha. Or I would say to put in the like the can, is it okay? E pai ana ka haere au I tōtaha.
Oh cool, so we can use e pai ana.
E pai ana, is it okay? Ka haere au I tōtaha for me to go with you. Yeah.
Ka pai.
So rewording the sentence sometimes, but getting the same point across. Aye. that's how I would say, can I go with you? E pai ana kia haere ui tō taha.
Ka pai e hoa. Te tua toru. Can you give me the answer?
Ho mai ngā whakautu.
Ho mai ngā whakautu.
Yeah, tēnā, ho mai ngā whakautu.
Right, so we've got can here. Can you give me the answer? But mm-hmm. in te reo, we can just say, give me the answer.
Tēnā, ho mai ngā whakautu. Ai, ai.
Ka pai. Te tua whā. Can I show you?
Can I show you? Can I show you this? Hey, come here, can I show you this? Hara mai. Kia kite koe I tēnei. Kia kite koe I tēnei.
Kia kite koe I tēnei.
Kia kite koe I tēnei. Māku koe e whakātu. Ai. It's just like getting that can out of your head and it's like, no, this is how I'd say it in te reo. This is how we say it in te reo.
Te tuarima. Can I go to the toilet?
Ka tae au tēnā. E pai ana. E pai ana kia haere au ki te whare iti.
Ka pai.
E pai ana. So I'm going back to e pai ana. Or I might even, you know, you might just say tēnā. E haere ana au ki te whare iti. Because it's a culture as well, right? Within the language. And I can't think of too many spaces where we ask if we're allowed to go to the toilet. Even within kura, it's kind of like, e haere ana au ki te whare iti. You're telling someone you're going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're going to either say, if they're in that position, I don't know who would say kou.
Yeah.
Know,
yeah. Tai hoa. Who's going to say no? Yeah.
Ka mia taku tarau. Yeah. E haere ana au ki te whare iti.
Ka pai. All right. Te tua ono. Can we discuss it together?
Kia kōrero tahi tāua I tēnei kaupapa. Kia kōrero tahi. Can we? Let's. Let us.
Ka pai. So we've got kia, then again. Te tua whitu. She can do it.
Mana e mahi.
Mana e mahi.
Mana e mahi.
Yeah, yeah.
She can do it. Mana e mahi.
Ka pai. Te tua waru. I can speak Māori.
He kōrero Māori ahau.
He kōrero Māori ahau.
That's one way.
Ooh.
He mōhio ahau ki te kōrero Māori. He mōhio ahau ki te kōrero Māori is probably better. Kei te mōhio ahau ki te kōrero Māori.
Ka pai. We've got three ways there. E hoa mā. All right. The last one. Te tua iwa.
Ai.
Can we go now?
Can we go now? Ko wātea. Ko wātea tātou. Am I free now? Can we go now? Tēnā, kia haere tātou. Tēnā, kia haere tātou. Me haere tātou. I'm thinking of those instances where that's what you're wanting to say. We like, can we go? What are we wanting? Hea te tatari. Hea te tatari. What are we waiting for? Ko wātea tātou. Kia haere tātou.
Ka pai, ka pai.
It's not like you're trying to avoid the English. It's the culture, right? It's a completely different way of thinking, completely different way of expressing yourself. And so when you think of like can in English, that I can see how that transfers over into te reo sometimes in a way that we don't want it to. And so it's just learning, there's many other ways to express the same thing.
Ka pai e hoa.
Kua mutu?
Kua mutu. Ka nui tērā.
Ka nui tēnei. Ka pai. Tēnā koe e hoa. Tēnā koe. Tēnā koutou e whakarongo mai nā. Hei kona mai.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.